been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce. Polish and a compass that I hold in my sleeve. This is Boston, Massachusetts. And with me, as always, is...
Austin, Texas.
Well, then, let's get to work. Okay, Austin? Okay. Now, today, we have come to talk about zombies. This episode is a special ode to zombies. As you can see, I changed the intro just to personally fit with zombies, and I think it fits. Now, first order of business, zombies. What are they, and how did they come to be? Well, zombies haven't came yet, but what they are is they are undead. They like to feed off the living. All reason that they had when they were living has been decreased. Now, I wouldn't say that it has gone completely, because zombies have reason enough to not eat other zombies. Now, Austin would like to tell you how they will become zombies.
Okay, you see, in all diseases, they have an origin. Like, some believe that HIV/AIDS was made in the laboratory. Many believe that smallpox, you know, things like that. That they were made in labs. This one will be made in a lab. They will infect somebody with it. Just to test it. It will zombify them. And thus kill them. They lose reason. This will infect one other person, most likely another test subject. This test subject will most likely be bitten, scratched, or have zombie blood, gore, and one of his or her cuts, mouth, eyelids, stuff like that. But this disease will spread because they will dispose of the bodies after properly killing them. But the disease will still live on. They'll burn the bodies. The disease will seem to be gone. But what it will actually do is just open the door. Because then they're just going to get in, they're going to hide, stash, whatever you want to call it, the vial that has this disease inside of it. And what this will do is this will open up the opportunity for a scientist to take matters into his own hands and release it to the general public. Most likely it will be a small town first. And then one bite, one scratch after another, they will take over that city. They will overrun it. This causes most people to think, oh, just nuke them. That will get rid of them. For those who have seen Night of the Living Dead, those zombies just didn't die. Really. I mean, there was no way. They were already dead. But, if you think about it, in Return of the Living Dead, they had nuked them. But you know what happens in the process of nuking them? They vaporize. You know what happens when they vaporize? They rise up. The disease will rise up into the atmosphere. It will rain down. creating an ungodly spread of this disease. What rains down may be ingested, or maybe got in someone's eye, but it will spread. It'll spread rapidly across the United States. It will slowly migrate into other countries. By this time, it'll already be too late. Developing a cure would do absolutely nothing now. All you would be able to do is save cities one city at a time. And even then, you're imposing a risk. How are you going to cure them? They're zombies. They don't have reason. They will not know what you're trying to do. And them being zombies, they'll try to eat you. No. Oh. I forgot to say something. Oh, yes. There will be survivors. Now, Boston, we'll talk about the journey these survivors must have to go through.
I am impressed at your job of explaining zombies, Austin. Now, it's Boston's turn. The survivors will most likely be people who are smart. Them being smart, they will be the superior race of humans. But is this really what we need? Do we need to eliminate a lot of people just to get the intelligent people back? Yes, we do. Because as you may know, population is getting ever so closely to 7 billion. And that might not be Earth's carrying capacity, but we're cutting it close. So, surviving. First of all, cardio. That's a rule in every zombie situation. Whether you're talking about walking zombies that walk at a speed of less than 0.21 miles an hour, or running zombies, it all depends. If you're talking about walking zombies, they have the power of a pack, basically. You'll be able to outrun some of them. But you're most likely going to run into the hands of another group. This being said, you must have good cardio. So, hopping on a treadmill, starting a couple days now, wouldn't be a bad thing. Now, another rule. Instincts. You got to become an animal again. It's you and your family or a group that you're traveling with, and no one else. The rest are zombies. You have to assume that. If you come by a lone wanderer, you may just have to put a bullet in him. Or you can ally with him. But you don't want to get too trustful in the world that has no order due to the overrun of zombies. So, another rule would be travel with courage. I don't mean kill zombies until you think that you've cleared out the zombies in that area. That's stupid. You're not going to get anything done. But I simply mean try to get the mindset that zombies need to be destroyed. When you get the opportunity to kill one, I would highly recommend that you don't hide out. I mean, it's better to be unseen than seen in this scenario, because what's the good of being seen? You're only opening your chances of defeat. And who knows? What if we're wrong? What if zombies have a mind of their own. I know it's not really thought of, but what if they have a conscience? It's just very buried down there. It is believed that only their brainstem acts. Because when you die, you lose that which makes you unique. And by that, I mean memories, experiences, knowledge. You're basically starting at what is believed to be the caveman stage. Now, I'm not saying that cavemen were bad, but I'm saying that you have to shoot first, eat first, ask questions later kind of mentality. But you apply that to every situation. So, it's a bad thing. Now, you may be wondering, why does this matter? Why are zombies an important talk about? An important topic to talk about? I answer with this. You may encounter a zombie within these next few years. Who knows? Maybe next year. Maybe a decade. Who knows? Maybe our children's children's children will see the day that zombies exist. Do we want that? A zombie-ridden world where schools have not taught our children to properly and humanely survive in zombie situations? I mean, if you've seen zombie movies, the one thing that they could actually use is a bit of common sense. And by common sense, I mean that they not only think about themselves, unless they're by themselves. Because there's nothing more that you would not want to do than kill off those of which you work with. Because if you think about it, they're all you have left in this zombie-ridden world. If you can tell me right now something that you would have in this world that most would not, I would greatly appreciate you telling. But right now, it's a pack mentality. We need to stick together while we can and prepare. For that, I mean, NRA was actually right. We need guns in our house. PETA is right in the sense that we need to treat our animals right so they can protect us. And not only that, but you're going to realize soon that every zombie movie will have taught you something, a valuable knowledge that you will need when this happens. Some say that these possibilities are very slim, but I would disagree. As science and medicine is improving, there is always going to be somebody who has opposing views, somebody who wants evil, somebody who thinks that the world would be better off if it just ended already. And who could blame them? We have dangerously altered our world. We've sent species to their deaths. We've killed many plants and animals to benefit only ourselves. Now we've helped, but we haven't done enough to even get close to equaling out what we have done. Now, I will leave the rest of a lot of this to the man they call Austin, Texas.
Okay. So when people mostly talk about zombies, they might be referring to zombie class infected. Now, what separates a generic zombie, which, if you don't know that, it's a reanimated human that shuffles and moans and is unable to move properly. It is a very aggressive, but it moves at a very, very slow pace. Now, infected. They are in games such as Left 4 Dead and 28 Days Later and Dawn of the Dead, Zombieland, you know, things like that. They are technically living infected and not zombies. So they're infected with the virus or parasite that creates zombies, but they're not zombies. Since they're not zombies, they run very fast. They have mutated forms sometimes. And sometimes if you, like, drop one of these zombies and push it off the cliff, it will die. That is because it's not fully functional as a zombie, because a zombie will be able to withstand that. Now, another confusion may be the crazies. It's the movie too, but the actual crazies. The crazies are normal people who have been infected with a biological weapon called Trixie that makes them go insane after catching them. They are like the more ordinary selves. They still somewhat remember their past and kind of know what they're doing, but they have become very, very violent and extremely homicidal. The reason that their status as an actual zombie is strongly debated to this day is because they are able to use guns and drive vehicles. That is strange for a zombie. It just doesn't happen. For those of you who don't know what Trixie is caught through contaminated water, and it can possibly go airborne. The only physical changes Trixie actually has is a strange substance that grows on your skin and the blackish reddening of the eyes. Now, there are actual technical zombies in our world. They're called voodoo zombies. And voodoo zombies are individuals reanimated by a blocker. By reanimated, it means that they were slipped in a poison or a certain herb that made them in a coma-like state, which basically zombifies them, but they do what their blocker says. So they are not dead, but they are technically and mentally dead. Also, the zombies of Ma. They're zombies. They're different because they have rapid partial decomposition, which induced intensified rotting stench, also a potent zombie weapon. Then sudden halt in process for durability. So what that means is that they get a very, very rotten stench, which basically is another weapon for them to use against you. Now, they stop at a point where they just stop. They don't decompose after one. Now, another difference is they have a rapid transformation after body fluid contact. I know what bodily fluid is, but I do not know how they get injected. No, they have no hypercoagulation as if the zombies were infected with selenium. The zombies must splatter when struck, shot, or sliced. Small hand wounds. And the zombie continues to stay fairly moist, making their grass almost as efficient of an of affecting method as their bite. Those are some of the many, many definitions. But a zombie in its broadest sense is a person who has lost his or her sense of self-awareness, identity, and only cares for the destruction and often consumption of any human around, no matter what the circumstances or cause to his or herself. They make up for this loss of intelligence in sheer numbers. As the state of zombieism is almost contagious and spreads like a wildfire. Technically speaking, true zombies are always dead, but they are just reanimated. Now, I know this has been quite long, but we're going on. Austin, take a moment.
Okay, so I will be talking about ways to take out a zombie. Of course, there's always, when you shoot a gun, aim for a headshot. I mean, in too many films, I have seen some people just waste ammo, shooting zombies, and possibly hitting other people behind the zombies, and I recommend that you may just shoot them in the head. It doesn't matter which gun you use, as long as it's not a .22, if it's able to pierce a skull. Now, sharpen machetes, knives, swords, axes, stuff like that, and decapitate the zombies. Swing for a headshot. Now, this may not be a good idea because you have to get a little closer than comfortability, but it doesn't really that much matter. Now, another way that you might not think of would be liquid nitrogen. Liquid nitrogen could be good as any alternative when thrown in the head. Liquid nitrogen may not be common, so when you don't really see one, you know, don't be disappointed. But also, you could freeze them, basically. It might slow them down, and then after that, like, you could grab out your throwing knives and stabbing weapons. You can stab them through their eyes, their nose, their mouth, depending on your weapon of choice. And there is a spot right behind your earlobe. If you aim there, you will definitely kill them. But a warning. If the zombies are fast, like infected, then this is a very, very bad idea. I mean, you may thought that things would be easy, I mean, but if you encounter a zombie that is infected, not a zombie, then you will be screwed in the end. Now, don't try burning, because if you try burning them, it's not going to do anything. They don't really have a nervous system anymore. Only their brain stem is actually working. If you get it so hot that it melts their brains, that may do something. But mostly, burning is not one of your ideal choices. Now, to take out most zombies, most would either say automatic weapons, or a nicely placed C4 or grenade. This would be great, because you know what's going to happen? You click that button, or you pull the pin and throw it. You know what's going to happen after that? Boom. That's sure to kill a zombie. You may not kill some of them, but you'll wipe out the majority of all zombies in there. It doesn't really matter if you come to think about it, but blowing them up would take out a lot, if not all. It would take out a lot. So, we have decapitation, shooting of the head. We have explosions. We have the iffy way of fire. And we may have liquid nitrogen, but that one is for the zombie apocalypse to really decide. There are also things like dropping heavy objects on them, which obviously would squish them, in other words, killing them. And if anything else, you could always just hide out. Because if you have to kill a zombie, then you're not really that good. I mean, you don't want to have to kill a zombie. Now, another thing that would possibly be an issue is, what if these zombies didn't just die from a headshot? What if you had to aim in a place that hit the brainstem and otherwise shut it down? That would be a very valid point. But I will not listen to people say that zombies will not die when their head is chopped off. I mean, and if they do, who cares? They are a walking, freaking, headless thing that's swinging their arms at me. Should I really be concerned about that? No, I shouldn't. If I am, I would probably go to the hospital and get checked for paranoia. Now, I'm afraid it is time to wrap up. Since this was only one big conspiracy, I will give you folks an outro. So this has been Boston, Massachusetts.
And Austin, Texas.
Signing off. Away to the days and when the moon